This is Jay Sekulow. New developments for Pastor Nader Khani. Execution orders issued, but the pastor's still alive.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about Iran and Pastor Youssef Nader Khani. What would you like to be telling the Iranian government right now? It is very clear that a death execution warrant has been issued. We will give you some breaking news in just a moment. But if you were to talk to the Ayatollah, that's who's handling this, what would you tell him? 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. Jordan, we do have some new developments on the case. Let's get right to them.
Sure. We were able to confirm as of yesterday evening in Iran, one of those close to Pastor Nader Khani was able to get into the prison and to see him, that he was still alive. Now, that's yesterday in Iran, and now it's already afternoon, evening in Iran, as we're talking now live on radio. And the way these execution orders works, we do believe an execution order has been issued by the trial court. This has already been appealed all the way through the Supreme Court. This started back in October of 2009. We got directly engaged in September 2010 when it was likely because he was found guilty and sentenced to death. And we raised the voices. We raised the voices of the world. Now, again, we've been asked to do the same thing.
Well, what we've got right now, by the way, coming from multiple sources inside Iran, is that the execution warrant has been issued, and it is back in the Golan province. So the Ayatollah is put it back to the local government. Now, he can still issue a commutation of that sentence, but we're past the situation of simply U.S. action, which is important, but we've got to get international action. Again, folks, I want to hear from you. How do you feel about what Iran's doing here? Is this saber-rattling? Are they using the Pastor Nader Khani situation, accusing him of apostasy, death by hanging, because they want to make a point to the world of that the Iranians are in control of their own fate and that they're not afraid of any international pressure? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Now, we have a House resolution. It is H.R. 556. It has been drafted by, it's got Republican and Democratic co-sponsors. Let me quickly go over those co-sponsors with you. On the Republican side is John Carter from Texas. Democratic side, Keith Ellison from Minnesota, by the way, first Muslim in Congress. He is a co-sponsor. Trent Franks from Arizona. Jim McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts. Frank Wolf, Republican from Virginia. Our friend, Representative Heath Shuler, Democrat from North Carolina. So bipartisan support here. But we now, Jordan, have to take it outside of just the U.S. realm and move this to the U.N. We've got to get worldwide condemnation here in order to stop this. This is the only real avenue left.
Absolutely right. We need to hear from everyone now. Call 877-989-2255. We need to put pressures on our own members of Congress. You need to sign up for our Tweet for USEF program. That's online at ACLJ.org. Hundreds of new people have signed on to that, which is a lot for a Twitter program, but thousands have called in sharing the stories, sharing the updates. I was on CBN News. I encourage you to share that as well.
Jordan, talk to people about what the Tweet for USEF is. So people that don't know, so very quickly here, what can they actually do?
Yep, every day we will send out a tweet automatically if you sign up at ACLJ.org, and a tweet will go out with an update so that all of the people that follow you, your friends, your family, colleagues, will see that, and they can continue to pray for Pastor Youssef, not forget about Pastor Youssef. That's initially why we launched the campaign, the Tweet for Youssef campaign. You donate a tweet. It's all absolutely free. You just go to ACLJ.org, and then you don't have to think about it again. It will automatically go out for you. We all use it, Dad, on our own Twitter account so people can see it there. They've seen it already.
Yeah, we're reaching about 400,000 people a day through Twitter, so we want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up for the tweet a day right there on the website. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Everybody else, folks, we've got to get global pressure here. That's why we need you on this petition. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. This is a real threat. The execution order has been issued, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You can do that Twitter again at ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255.
It is a matter of life or death. Pastor Youssef Nadakarni has been illegally detained in Iran for nearly 2.5 years. Under Sharia law, he's now facing a death sentence because of his Christian faith and his refusal to embrace Islam. The ACLJ has launched a global effort to save the life of Pastor Youssef, working in this country and abroad to secure his freedom. Now, efforts are at a critical stage. A resolution has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives condemning Iran for violating human and religious rights and calling on Iran to release Pastor Youssef immediately. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign our petition urging members of Congress to add their names to this important resolution. It's time to turn up the pressure on Iran. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on the Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Broadcast, everyone, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls. I want to get your opinion on this. We are going to the international community on the situation for Pastor Youssef. How important do you think it is to take a stand against Iran for what they're doing here? Realize also what they're doing in the Straits of Hormuz, realizing the threats they're making on Israel, and they're using this pastor. All of this is interrelated. This is geopolitical in its scope. We want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Marco Rubio, Senator from Florida, made this statement. Let me play it for you. Soundbite number two.
We'd like to see the United Nations take a break from figuring out ways to sanction or take on Israel and maybe focus a little bit on these sorts of things, where people are facing a hangman's noose because of their religion.
Now, I spoke to Congressman just before we went on the air, Scott Ridgel from Virginia. He is going to the floor of the House on Tuesday to make statements on the floor of the House as well. So, but you see now, folks, it's gone from simply supporting H.R. 556, which is the U.S. Congressional resolution condemning Iran, to now getting international condemnation of Iran. I need everybody to go to ACLJ.org, sign up for that Tweet for Youssef program. It's right there on the website, ACLJ.org. Or you can simply sign the petition online at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Folks, a death warrant has been issued. We're fighting. This is literally a life and death case we're fighting for. 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in.
Yeah, Chris calling in from New Jersey on line three. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
My question today, Iranian government, is just very simple. What good comes out of killing Pastor Youssef?
Well, the answer to that is, if you were looking at it from just the way we would look at it in the United States, you would say absolutely none, because you're killing someone, giving him a death sentence because of the religious faith, which violates all of the international protocols, all of the UN Universal Declaration of Rights. By the way, Iran's trying to get out of all of those. But this is a political move as well. So they're using Pastor Youssef as a pawn in a political process. And, Jordan, that's what we've got to stress here. That's what's really going on.
This is an act of defiance by Iran. When we first started talking about this story, September, October, I was talking about on CBN News yesterday when I was on. You know, the first time I sat down in the chair there was mid to late September. And that was when the trial court finally issued their guilty verdict, sentenced him to death. Different than what we believe now. Again, let me update you. An execution order, we believe, has been issued. That means at any moment, at any time, an execution could be carried out. Does not have to be notification. The people who could step in are the Iranian leaders, those like the Ayatollah Khamenei, the Ayatollah Larijani, who is the head of the judiciary. They can step in and do something about this, but it will only happen if the world again comes together to condemn Iran, because it takes more than just those who Iran is already picking fights with. They are targeting their weapons, their ships' weapons, at our ships now. They are supporting the Syrian regime, the Assad regime in Syria. They are having their agents picked up in the United States to blow up the Israeli and Saudi embassy where I am in Washington, D.C., which would, of course, kill Americans as well, and be an act of, you know, terror and war on U.S. soil. They were also going to kill the Saudi ambassador in New York. Those people were arrested. They were Iranian agents. They've been arrested in Georgia, where a bomb went off at one of the diplomats' cars there for Israel, and in India. So it's changed significantly where we were in September, October, when everybody first started calling on Iran to do something. Now Iran has a very dangerous relationship with the world and is almost picking fights with the world. And unfortunately, life is not very important in this part of the world. And because of that, I think that this would just be used as part of their power play.
I want to play for you number 5, 6, and 7. This is from our good friend, the Majority Whip Eric Cantor, Majority Leader Eric Cantor, rather, from the House of Representatives. He's been on this broadcast many times. Here's what he had to say about Pastor Yousef Nardakhani, and then we're going to take direct action.
As we sit here today, Pastor Yousef Nardakhani is literally fighting for his life in Iran, simply for refusing to denounce his Christianity. For us in America, it is unthinkable that someone should be put to death because of their faith. It is time for all of us to stand up against the spread of militant Islam and to stand up and lead for the Pastor Yousefs of the world.
That's a great clarion call from Eric Cantor, and I want to do just that, to back up the House. We're also going to the U.N. on this. I'm happy to report that Congressman Robert Adderholt, Republican, has also joined on to co-sponsor the legislation. Democrat James Moran has joined on the legislation. Democrat John Conyers has joined the legislation. Then Republicans Whitfield, Rogue, Steve King, Trey Gowdy, and Mike Pence have also joined. So Republicans and Democrats are joining this. We're also moving to the UN, folks. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign on to this petition online. We're going to take it to the UN as well. We're going to take it to countries and governments around the world to make sure there is consistent outrage as the death execution warrant, we believe, has been issued here. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. The Israelis call Iran an existential threat. That is a threat that cannot exist because of the danger it poses. And I will tell you this, to Pastor Nardakhani, it is also an existential threat, and that's why you need to speak out. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. More core sponsors coming online. That's very important. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Willis calling in from North Carolina on line 4. Willis, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Willis.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I was just calling to say, let's just not get in all this. I agree with you 100%, but at the same time, we know that this is what Christians are called to do, to stand up for their faith in the man, Jesus Christ, and I hope that that doesn't get lost in all this.
Well, it's certainly not getting lost in it, because this pastor has been told, he's been offered clemency to be released 4 different times. First, if he would recount his faith in Jesus, he refused to do it. They did that 2 or 3 times. Then they actually said, well, if you'll just acknowledge, you don't have to recount your Christianity, but you'll just have to acknowledge that Muhammad is a prophet. He refused to do that as well. So this man is doing just that. But look, the Apostle Paul utilized the legal system. He said, I'm a citizen of Rome. I am going to exert my rights. He's going to assert those rights. This man, Pastor Yousef Nardakhani, is in Iran. They have signed on to various international documents guaranteeing religious freedom and liberty. Our job is to, he stands firm in his faith, our job is to defend him utilizing the legal systems we have available. Jordan, that's exactly what we're doing. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. But the fact of the matter is, folks, this pastor's staying strong. The question is, Can the world outrage continue as a death warrant has been issued for him?
Yeah, I mean, unlike Peter in the Bible, he's been given the chance three times, once to renounce his faith, and he refused to do so. Knew that that could mean he would be put to death at that moment. Then was told, oh, you don't have to renounce your Christian faith, Pastor Nadarkhani, but you do have to acknowledge to the public that Muhammad is a prophet. He refused to do that. But it doesn't ever say in the Bible that you don't try to help those who are persecuted. It says the opposite, and that's what we're called to do, and that's why us at the ACLJ, we, of course, encourage everyone to pray. But part two of that is do everything we can to make this the same kind of international story we did in the fall, which did prolong his life and did make Iran pause and think, is this something we want to deal with when it comes to our international affairs?
I want to post online the Pastor Youssef timeline that we put together so you have it. But on September 25th through 28th, he was convicted on the 25th, sentenced to death by hanging on the 25th of September. On the 26th, 27th, and 28th, the Iranian court demanded that Pastor Youssef Nardakhani recant his faith or die each day. In other words, they gave him these over 3 days, to which he responded saying, will you recant your faith? His response was, I cannot. So he's been very firm. You don't have to worry about him being firm. The White House issued a statement calling upon the Iranian authorities to release Pastor Nadarkhani. The State Department has as well. We've gone to the international community, including the UN Commissioner on Human Rights, the Special Rapporteur for Religious Speech and Religious Freedom. Jordan, all of that is in the works and has been working, but we are at and are quickly approaching the critical moment for this pastor's life right now.
Yeah, let me say it again. Execution order issued. Has not happened in the last 863 days. He was found guilty and sentenced to death, but that is different when they go to the court and say, okay, here's the execution order, and then it's actually transferred in Iran. I've been looking into this, Dad. It's transferred in Iran to a Department of Executions, basically, like it's somewhat like the U.S., where the court is over, the appeals are over, and they now just schedule the execution. The difference between the U.S. and Iran, they don't tell anybody. It's not a public execution. They're proud of those. You know, they show on TV, we're executing a spy. Here, it could be that we learned that he was executed because his body got delivered to his attorney or family. And that's how grave of a situation this is. We have to remain strong. Pastor Youssef has remained strong. So you don't throw your hands up in the air. You never stop praying. And you don't stop fighting. And you got to do everything you can. We've got tools at ACLJ.org, the Tweet for Youssef program. We've also got a House resolution, bipartisan, and we need your support. 877-989-2255. Don't wake up tomorrow and say, I could have done that, but I just didn't make those 2 minutes at my time that today. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255.
People, follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow, and keep updated at ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is a matter of life or death. Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani has been illegally detained in Iran for nearly 2.5 years. Under Sharia law, he's now facing a death sentence because of his Christian faith and his refusal to embrace Islam. The ACLJ has launched a global effort to save the life of Pastor Youssef, working in this country and abroad to secure his freedom. Now, efforts are at a critical stage. A resolution has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives condemning Iran for violating human and religious rights and calling on Iran to release Pastor Youssef immediately. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign our petition urging members of Congress to add their names to this important resolution. It's time to turn up the pressure on Iran. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org.
Broadcast 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me say this: we'll be taking more of your calls if you want to talk to us on air. But again, the death sentence, all indications are that the execution order has been issued. We've had it verified at three different sources, including his attorney. We are now putting a lot of pressure on the global community, not simply the House, although we've got the House resolution, which we're thrilled. More co-sponsors we've added today to this, but we're also putting on global pressure. So, folks, if you want to stand up for this pastor who is standing up for his faith because they've asked him to recant, he said, I cannot. They asked him to just acknowledge that Muhammad is a prophet. He said, I cannot. They said, please return to the religion and faith of your fathers. He said, I cannot. So he is standing up for his faith. The question is, will we stand up for him? You go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online. You can sign on for the Twitter program that we have, the Tweet for Youssef program at ACLJ.org, or sign up by calling us at 1-877-989-2255. This pastor's standing up. We need to stand up for him. 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, Tilly calling from California on line 3. Tilly, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Tilly.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm just concerned because, you know, it's all over the internet, and I'm just wondering if Iran is not just using this as a publicity stunt. Also, you know,
when you say a publicity stunt, what do you mean? They're using it for their political advantage. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, because they've been taunting us with other things as well. And
yes, but I do want to say this. They execute Christians all the time. So
they execute lots of people every day. Chile, there's someone who's Canadian-Iranian, went back from Canada to visit his family in Iran, had created a computer program. Of course, they pick him up in Iran because someone used it to upload indecent material is what they said, and that could be anything there. And that was not him. They never accused him of doing it. But because he created the program, he just got sentenced to death and is now gone. Does not exist. Attorneys don't know where he is. They can't even get his documents. That's because his documents were transferred to the Department of Executions in Iran. So to say it's just political is not fair. Of course, they use this for their political game. But honestly, on this issue, Tilly, they didn't want this being a story. They did not want this all over the internet because this makes them look bad when it comes to business. Remember how they keep telling you it's a peaceful nuclear program, but we'll defend ourselves if you attack it because this is just about peace. They don't want stories about executing Christians by hanging who are 32 years old and have two young boys and a wife. They don't want those stories out. They got caught. They weren't able to call him a rapist. They weren't able to call him a drug trafficker. That's what the UN has, the list of what they usually say people committed the crimes that they do. And the UN even says at the Human Rights Council, they just make this up. We didn't let him get away with it because we had the actual court document.
Which is unheard of, by the way, to have
those. Court of Iran, the Supreme Court in Qom, which is, by the way, where one of the nuclear programs is based. So, yes, Iran uses these to be defiant, but their honest truth is they wish you weren't talking about it at all.
They'd rather just execute these guys with no attention because they're not afraid to execute hundreds of them because they are doing that all the time. Listen to what Father Jonathan Marr said on Fox News. He's a Fox News contributor, sound number 9.
You know, the real story here, I think, is a human one, and that is a man with a wife and children is willing to say, I'm going to be executed because I prefer being faithful to what I believe than giving in to this regime.
I mean, that is a strong statement, and he's had now three opportunities to recant and even just acknowledge Muhammad as a prophet. He's refused to do so, and he's facing this death sentence. Folks, again, if you want to speak out for him, it's a very easy way for you to do it at ACLJ.org. We've got this Twitter program. Jordan, explain again how this works, because hundreds of people signed up for it yesterday, which is very helpful. What exactly will happen here?
Sure, you go to ACLJ.org. It's called Tweet for Youssef. It's right on the homepage. There's also a designated, you'll see a photo there that you can click on. It takes you right there. All you do, it's absolutely free. You sign up, Tweet for Youssef, and you're basically donating a tweet a day, but the donation is free. and it automatically goes out from your account, so you don't have to think about it again. And it's a tweet that we all send out, the official ACLJ, the Jay Sekulow account, the Jordan Sekulow account, Anna Sekulow account, Logan Sekulow account. Everybody's got it going. And it goes out, and it just has an update for all of your friends and family, anyone who follows you on Twitter. And let me tell you, it's reaching 180 countries and territories around the world. So 180 countries and territories, including the Palestinian territories, they're almost 400,000 people a day, and hundreds of people have signed on to the program the last couple of days. I encourage you. You ask, what can you do? I know you're praying. What else can you do? Well, you can first, you can call our toll-free number because we need more people on the House resolution. That's 877-989-2255. Sign up for the Tweet for Youssef program. And understand this, folks. Understand. And I want to make it clear to you. Don't wake up tomorrow and realize that you didn't do what you could do today. And we're giving you the tools that don't cost you anything to use, just like prayer doesn't cost you anything, but you have to take action. 877-989-2255. Let me make it clear again. Execution orders issued. Death by hanging. But there is always hope in a country like Iran, where the judicial system is not like ours, and others can step in to put things on hold. And that's what we're hoping to do right now. 877-989-2255. Call it now. Use the Tweet for Youssef program. And let's take another phone call. Paul from New York on line 5. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I know that he's not an American. However, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, is there a possible way that they could send in the Navy SEALs to rescue this person?
Not likely, because he's one of thousands that have been held because of their faith. It's just this is the one that's getting the media attention. You also have to understand that our military is having to deal with the Iranians right now in the Straits of Hormuz, where actual gunships and armaments have been pointed at our ships as the fleet has gone through the Straits of Hormuz. It's a very tense situation over there. So military action for an individual, not likely here. This is diplomacy. That we've got to deal with, and diplomacy is never an easy thing, and diplomacy at the United Nations is really not an easy thing, and I think we have to realize that if we're going to fight this out in the diplomatic realm, which is what we're doing here, it's going to take everybody working together. But Jordan, let's go through very quickly what the options are for this pastor. Remember, they execute pastors and Christians every day in Iran. We've been able to keep this one in the news, to keep this pastor alive, try to bring international attention to it, and frankly, international condemnation. But what is the next move here that are logistically going to happen?
The next move would be either, A, the bad news, the body's been delivered to the attorney and the family, and he's been executed. What we're hoping for and why we're working so hard and asking people to pray and asking people to sign up for Tweet for Youssef at ACLJ.org, which is reaching hundreds of thousands of people every day in countries around the world. Why are we asking? Because the second option, the second hope, is that they delay it again. This is what happened. September, October, they were ready to execute him, and
right,
they couldn't because of the international pressure and condemnation coming from both their people you wouldn't call their allies, but even some of their allies who said, please don't do this. Now we need that same thing to happen again, Dad. That is what we are hoping for. That's what we're praying for. And
yep,
at the ACLJ and our teams around the world, that's what we're working on.
And Jordan, I will tell you this, is doing international press on this issue, not just domestically, but international press as well. On December 16, 2011, Iran delayed again Youssef's death sentence. On the 13th through 20th, they again pressured Pastor Youssef to recant his faith or die. He said, I cannot. On the 25th, we launched our Tweet for Youssef campaign. And on the 17th of February, the resolution was introduced in the House. Now we're going global with it, folks. ACLJ.org. Sign that petition or tweet for Youssef at ACLJ.org or simply call right now. This is a life and death case. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can go to ACLJ.org. The time to act is now. 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.